Y'all seem to be loving the Most Affordable Queer Cities series, and now that we're wrapped up with the initial phase of that series from last week's episode covering Alabama, it's time to share the second half of the Most Affordable LGBTQ plus friendly cities overall.
You're listening to Queer Money episode 485, and today we're sharing the top 10 most affordable LGBTQ friendly cities in an anti-alphabetical order by state from Missouri to Alabama.
Without further ado, let's get on with the show.
The mission of Queer Money is to financially empower the LGBTQ plus community. Join us in thanking Capital One for supporting that mission.
Get ready. We're coming at you with part two of the next top 10 most affordable LGBTQ plus friendly cities from Missouri to Alabama. So for those of you who might not remember, this is a follow-up to episode number 433, where we looked at the top 10 cities from Wyoming to Montana, because we're sort of doing this anti-alphabetical sequence. So as a reminder, the winning cities, the top three from that episode 433, were Rochester, New York, Cleveland, Ohio, and Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Pretty surprising for some people. So if you're watching on YouTube and you'd like to catch that episode, you can click the link right here. Or if you're listening on your podcast player, you can click the link in your podcast player.
Yeah, we're hearing all sorts of good things about those cities right now. Rochester is, I guess, becoming a refuge city for trans folks. Their infrastructure and healthcare system there is doing an incredible job. Cleveland is becoming a
Top on a, several different kinds of lists.
Yeah, great place for housing as well as affordability for people to retire.
Exactly.
So there are links to all of the episodes that we're going to talk about in this particular episode in the description on YouTube or in your podcast player. So click those links if you want to jump out to those other episodes to get a little bit more information. As a reminder, all of the cities that we looked at for our top 10 list are cities that had to, the requirement was they had to score a 100 on HRC's Municipal Equality Index. That means at on this particular list, there were 69 cities that we had to analyze, and we pulled out the top 10 from those 69. We're going to surprise you because there are two states that cleaned up here. Both of them are states that begin with a letter I. So we
one might be kind of surprising. The other one is definitely surprising.
Yeah. One of them is Iowa and the other one is Illinois. So similar to the previous list, we got some big hitting cities, winning cities on that list coming from the Midwest. Like we might have a little bit of the same thing going on here again. We do have a few standouts though.
The winning city on this list will surprise you.
Yes.
I'm still surprised by it. So let's dive into it. Top 10, going from 10 to 1, the number 10 city on our list, not too surprising for some people, probably is Hotlanta, otherwise known as Atlanta. So this is the most expensive city on our top 10 of the most affordable LGBTQ plus friendly cities, which kind of correlates to the number 10 spot on the last list, right?
I think it was number 9 on the last list was Alexandria, Virginia. Yeah. And it was the most expensive. And it's interesting that they both begin with A's. They're both big cities that attract a lot of a diverse population. And they're very well-known cities and a lot larger than most of the cities that end up on our list are.
Exactly. So just as a reminder, Atlanta scored the runner-up position on episode 465 when we covered the state of Georgia. It came in behind Decatur, which is a suburb of Atlanta. So stats about Atlanta: rents average $1,932 per month for a two-bedroom, two-bathroom apartment. That's the second highest on this list of top 10. Home values average $387,000 per property, the highest on this top 10 list. Cost of living is 113.3% of the national average, the highest on this top 10 list. Median income comes in at $70,000 per year, the highest on this top 10 list. And average income comes in at $105,000 a year, the highest on this top 10 list. These two variables, specifically the average income, is really what made it qualify for our top 10 list here. Clearly, not the most affordable city, but it's more affordable than, I guess, everything else that scored a 100.
Right. I think that the affordability is being kind of buffered here by the fact that the incomes there are considerably higher.
Yeah, people in Atlanta work.
Yeah. Some great things about Atlanta. Atlanta continues to show up as one of the best cities for the African-American and Black population. 47.6% of the population of Atlanta, the whole metro area, according to the U.S. Census, identify as African-American or Black individually. There are also, I think, almost 10% of the population identifies as biracial. Rust and Time, which is a website that is dedicated to the African-American LGBTQ population, lists Atlanta as one of the best cities for Black LGBTQ folks.
Williams Institute estimates that 4.6% of the population, or about 194,000 people, identify as LGBTQ. And some good things about Atlanta. Well, it's a state capital, of course. It's dubbed the unofficial gay capital of the South. La-di-da. And for those of you who are Queer Eye fans, you might remember the reboot of Queer Eye. The first two seasons, I believe, were based in Atlanta. So, kudos to that.
Yeah. Atlanta was, it has a very interesting memory for me. It was the first time in my life I ever got pushed out of the way standing at a trough urinal by a woman who wanted to pee there. Literally turned around and sat down on the urinal to pee because the line in the to the women's restroom was so long she couldn't hold it anymore. It was kind of a gross thing for me, but that's one of the memories, unfortunate memories I have from Atlanta.
That's a memory.
Yeah. City number two, Baltimore.
Nine.
I'm sorry. Yes, the number nine on our list, but city number two here is Baltimore. Baltimore. Again, if you look back or you remember when we did the episode on the state of Maryland, episode 445, there was a little bit of a debacle because Baltimore would have scored a runner-up position had we not included D.C. as a part of Maryland. And the only reason we included D.C. as the part of Maryland is because that's what HRC does. They include D.C. as a part of the state of Maryland. And you would think that we were imbeciles because of the comments that we got from so many people telling us.
We added the caveat, but people need to let us know that they're right.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So the city number nine on our list here, let's talk about Baltimore and some data. Rent comes in at $1,624 a month. Home values, $177,000. Cost of living is 91.3% of the national average. Median income, $53,000. Average income, $70,000.
62.3% of the population, according to the U.S. Census, identifies as African American or Black. And the Williams Institute estimates that there are about 4.1% of the population, or 89,000 people, who identify as LGBTQ+. Some good things about Baltimore. Well, it's a nice little jaunt away from D.C., so you have all sorts of stuff that's available to you in D.C. It's the birthplace of John Waters, and Baltimore Pride will celebrate this year, be celebrated from June 10th to the 16th. And this is really cool. Their theme this year is Power of the Past, Force of the Future, to honor the contributions made to society by sexual orientation and gender identity minorities.
All right. City number eight on our list, Chicago. Again, a very expensive city in general, but obviously, we've got some things to consider here. Rents come in at $2,018 a month, which was the highest of the top 10. Home values come in at $278,000, the second highest in the top 10 behind Atlanta. Cost of living, 105.7% of the national average. Median income, $62,000, which was the second highest in the top 10 behind Atlanta. And average income, $87,000, also the second highest on our top 10, right behind Atlanta.
Exactly. 28.8% of the population identifies as African American or Black, according to the U.S. Census. Likewise, 29% identify as Hispanic or Latino.
Yeah.
The Williams Institute estimates that 4.1% of the population, or here, 398,000, people identify as LGBTQ+. And the good things about Chicago, Boys Town.
Yeah. Well, and if you go back to
a lot more.
Yeah, there are lots of great things about Chicago. One of the things that I loved was when we did our episode about 10 fabulous gay retirement communities. There are two LGBT organizations in Boys Town that have partnered and have built a housing unit facility for LGBT seniors. It's specifically designed to help folks who are of lower income be able to find a place to live when they're in retirement that isn't super expensive. And it's also right in the middle of it all, right? Rather than them having to go out suburb and be far away from many of the services or things that they may want to be around.
Exactly. So number seven is our first showing for Iowa City. Rents average $1,202 per month. Home values come in at $276,000. That's the third highest on our list here of the top 10. Cost of living is 89.6% of the national average. Median income is $52,000 a year, and average income is $66,000 a year. That one coming in at third lowest on this list.
Yeah. So Iowa City also is not as diverse, but we'd like to call out that 8.5% of the population in Iowa City identify as Black or African American, and 6.7% identify as Hispanic or Latino. Some good things about Iowa City is it boasts one of the longest running Pride events in the world. We tried to
verify that. That was on one of their websites. So we'll, you know. This is the New York Times. We'll trust them.
But the Advocate does list Iowa City as one of the gayest cities in America. So
there you go.
It's showing up on our list as one of the gayest cities, most friendly and affordable.
Exactly.
All right. City number six, Wichita, Kansas. Wichita was the winner for the state of Kansas when we did the data back on episode 453. Rent comes in at $1,042 for a two-bedroom, two-bathroom, which is the third lowest of the top 10 that we looked at here. It is also has home values coming in at $183,000, well below the national average. Same thing with cost of living, 82.8% of the national average, almost a 20% discount from what that you were paying for prices at a national level. Median income comes in at $45,000. That is the second lowest on our list of top 10. And the average income comes in at $59,000, also the second lowest. So low costs of living, low home prices and rent, but lower incomes as well.
Exactly. And of course, Wichita is also not the most diverse city, but we do want to call out its diversity. 9.9% of the population identifies as Black or African American, according to the U.S. Census. 17.6%, however, identify as Hispanic or Latino, which is pretty cool. Good things about Wichita. In 2021, the city of Wichita adopted the strongest non-discrimination ordinance in the state of Kansas, protecting sexual orientation and gender identity within the city limits. So that's pretty cool. There's no gayborhood per se in Wichita, but the more LGBT-friendly areas include downtown, Riverside, and the Douglas District, as well as Delano. So check out those if you plan on visiting or even moving there.
Tired of all the credit card offers you get from your current credit scoring app? Download CreditWise by Capital One today to avoid them.
Coming in at number five on our list is Rockford, Illinois. That's our second showing for Illinois.
Right.
It was the winner on our episode for Illinois on 459. Rent comes in at $1,032 a month, the second highest on this particular list.
Lowest.
I did that last time.
Yep.
Second lowest. Home values average $104,000 per property, the lowest on this top 10 list. Cost of living comes in at 79% of the national average, also the lowest on this top 10 list. Median income comes at $43,000 a year. Average income comes at $55,000 a year. Both of those are also the lowest on this top 10 list.
Yeah, no surprise here that when you find a place that is really cheap when it comes to housing and cost of living, that the incomes are typically quite a bit lower. It's just kind of naturally the way things are. Oftentimes that is because there's a lack of jobs or job attractors to bring companies there. Yeah. Some nice things about Rockford, it is a little bit more diverse. I think that might be in part because it's a far out suburb of Chicago. 22% of the population identify as Black or African American, and 19.1% identify as Hispanic or Latino per the U.S. Census. Some good things about Rockford: it is also known as Forest City because of its natural beauty and gardens and forests. It is it was the home of the Rockford Peaches, the all-girls baseball team that was featured in A League of Their Own. Got to drop in a Madonna reference there. And there was a documentary on Netflix called
Secret Love
about two of the players on that team that were not out, and it was a really cute and very endearing documentary.
Yep.
Pride is typically the first weekend in June, and if you're visiting or thinking of moving to Rockford, check out the Liam Foundation that provides services and training for individuals in the community, especially those who want to support the LGBT community. And for those who need a gay bar to go check out, the Office Nightclub is evidently Rockford's premier place to be.
It's an extravaganza, they say.
All right, city number four on our list, Davenport, Iowa. So just a little bit of information here. Davenport was the runner-up on episode 455 when we covered the state of Iowa. You'll notice that the order has shifted slightly for some of these, and that's in part because now that I'm comparing all of these states, I went back and I redid the data, pulled fresh data for the home values and for rent. And so that did shift some things around. Also, because of the fact that we're comparing different information, some of the cities moved around in the ranking here. So some information about Davenport. Again, it was the runner-up, but is now number four on our list. Rents come in at $896 a month, which is the lowest for our list here. Home values, $163,000. That is the second lowest on our list. Cost of living, 82.9%. Median income, $47,000, the third lowest on the list. And average income comes in at $66,000, third lowest on our list.
All right, entering into the top three, the last but third showing for Iowa, we got Cedar Rapids. This was the winner on episode 455 of the Queer Money Podcast. Rents average $1,068 per month, the fourth lowest on this particular list. Home values average $183,000 per property. The cost of living is 81.8% of the national average, fourth lowest on this particular list. Median income is $51,000 a year, and average income is $66,000 per year. That is the fourth lowest on this particular list.
Some good things about Cedar Rapids: it is a major art and cultural hub for the eastern part of Iowa. It is home to several museums, theaters, and libraries. It is where the painting American Gothic was created by Grant Wood in his home and studio. Pride is usually the second weekend in June, June 10th this year. And I'm kind of surprised by this. An attendance usually around 6,000 people. That's pretty good for Cedar Rapids.
Good showing.
Yeah. And you can check out the local PFLAG chapter in Cedar Rapids, as well as Tanager, which is a local LGBTQ youth center. All right. City number two, Champaign, Illinois. This is the winner for the state of Illinois. It was the runner-up back on episode 459. Again, things shifted when we started comparing different sets of information. Rents come in at $1,193 a month for a two-bedroom, two-bathroom. Home values, $196,000. Cost of living, 81.1% of the national average. Median income, $48,000, and average income, $70,000. Again, this did flip due to updating of the housing and rent information. Also, the simple fact that we're comparing cities across state lines also caused some of the data and information to shift.
And 14.6% of the population in Champaign identify as Black or African American, not per the U.S. Census, but that's for Champaign County.
Yeah,
necessarily.
For whatever reason, when I did the research, it was pulling up the county at the county level rather than the city level.
All right, the
number
winner,
one.
Number one, This state has not made a showing on this list. So this, and we said that this will surprise you. So it will surprise you. It is Covington, Kentucky, which was the winner of episode 451. So this is the second time it's gotten the number one spot on our list, even though the metrics or the variables are a little bit different. So some information about Covington. Rents are $1,467 per month on average. Home values, $185,000 per property. Cost of living, 89.3% of the national average. Median income is $57,000 a year, and average income is $75,000 a year. So nice.
Yeah. Some good things about Covington. In 2003, over 20 years ago, it became an inclusive pioneer when it first passed a human rights ordinance that added sexual orientation and gender identity as protected classes against discrimination. It is easy access to Cincinnati because literally it is a suburb of Cincinnati. So if you're not familiar, Kentucky is on one side, Covington is on one side of the river and Cincinnati is on the other. The Cincinnati is the Ohio side. The Covington side is the Kentucky side. So although majority of the gay scene in the Cincinnati metro area is on the Cincinnati side, Covington does have its small contingency of gay bars and shops. And Pride there is typically the first weekend in June. It was June 4th last year, and we don't know yet when it's going to be this year.
TBD.
So, yeah, so congratulations to everyone on all the cities on the top 10 list here. We will continue to mine this data for more information, so stay tuned. We're going to drop some of that in our closing.
Financial independence with a checking and savings account that doesn't nickel and dime you with fees. Get a Capital One 360 checking or 360 performance savings account at Capital One today.
Thanks again for joining us for another episode of the Queer Money Podcast. Join us next Tuesday when we discuss how taxes affect Social Security in retirement. And then next Thursday when we're going to be sharing our surprises, biggest surprises from this whole series that we've done on LGBTQ-friendly affordable cities across America. And it's not just the cities, but there's a lot of other commentary that we're going to share.
Exactly. It's going to be a fun one. If you'd like to see the results from each city in every state that we're analyzing, please go to queermoneypodcast.com/cities. Click the link in your podcast player if you're listening on your podcast player, or click the link here if you're watching on YouTube. Thank you and have a great week.